Well, thank you very much, Bhante. As I was sitting listening to you give that talk, I was thinking in a way it was very straightforward. It was very simple. It was a list. We had the list. We had a little bit of an explanation of the list. And I thought actually there was a lot in that talk, even though it was quite simple. A lot of things to think about, a lot of things to take away with us. I was also very struck as Bhante went through the list of the seven factors for the stability of the society, of the order of the Sangha, that although he explicitly mentioned that we were participating in that when he talked about the meeting in large numbers, I thought actually in a way this gathering does represent all of those factors in different ways. Bhante also explicitly pulled out the continuity aspect, that this was a change and with continuity. And it struck me while I listened to that, that in a way that's what Bhante has given us. He's very much given us the Dharma in a form which is quite innovative in some ways and yet is absolutely in line with previous teachings. He's given us the opportunity to practice in a way that is very relevant to the modern westernized world. But that doesn't mean that it's not the most traditional and essential of the Buddhist teachings. And I thought this gathering, in a way, is just part of that stream of continuity that 41 years ago, Bhante planted. He gave a talk on one occasion where he talked about the order, the movement, as being something which had grown from the small flower pot of his own practice. And I know that Bhante just loves to see how that flower pot, if you like, has given birth to so many different plants and so many different flowerings and so many different plant pots, as it were. And this gathering, I thought, has grown also to some extent out of a particular flowering, which is the flowering of Buddhafield. Actually, the whole field of Buddhafield strikes me also as very much something that in its time when the idea was mooted seemed quite innovative, and yet actually is very much in line with not only Bhante's rather wild card spirit, rather audacious spirit, if I may say so, but also very much in line with the Buddha's original way of teaching and way of being. So I just thought I'd like to rejoice actually in Buddhafield at this moment, because this event could have happened in some form or another, but the very form that it has happened in is very much directly related to that particular little plant that's growing from the Buddhafield field plant pot, if you know what I mean. Getting my metaphors a bit mixed up here. But anyway, so I'd really like to thank Buddhafield for all the effort that they've put into getting this up and running. Seems an appropriate moment to do that. And also, I wanted to just mention another thing, Bhante, talking about coming together in great numbers. And this is also something that I know Bhante very much loves, to know that people have come from quite a distance. And I don't know, Bhante, if you know this, but we had a busload from northern continental Europe, some people coming from Belgium, the Netherlands, and from Germany. And also quite a contingent from Valencia in Spain. So it really has been a truly, it's given a really truly international flavour. And could I forget, Gay Paris? They were waving at me there in case I forgot them. I was just moving up, you know. Anyway, the other thing, just thank you so much, Bhante, for coming amongst us today and for, you know, just reminding us of simple, straightforward Dharma, and yet the profundity that those teachings have. And a number of times Bhante said in that talk, if such and such a thing happens, then the stability of the Sangha is assured. If such and such a thing happens, then the disintegration of the Sangha is assured. And that is something for all of us just to think about. I know that everybody in this room cares intensely about the Dharma. I know that we're all here today together over this long weekend, not just to celebrate the founding of the Western Buddhist Order and the movement, but also the fact that that is a very direct flowering of the Buddhist teaching from 2,500 years ago. So we can all hopefully take to heart the words that Bhante's given us this morning, and just take to heart all of those teachings and the harmony, just really take to heart the need for harmony, the need for tolerance, the need for coming together in large numbers to practice. And I thought actually it would be quite nice to conclude this part of the morning by chanting a mantra together. I thought the mantra that we did last night in the puja was really rather beautiful. Both of them were, but I thought the Shakyamuni mantra that we chanted first, I quite like us to offer that to Bhante. I hope that's okay. Is that okay, Bhante? Yeah, good. So, and then just before we do that, on the programme it says that Parami's given a talk this morning after Bhante's few words. Well, since Bhante's few words were rather more than a few, I don't want to give a whole long talk, but I think it would be quite good for me to say something, given that it is the conclusion, if you like, of the pattern of the programme. Yeah? So we've had the day based on wisdom, yesterday on absorption, and today I was going to talk about the taking of that back into the world. So what I'd like to suggest is we chant the mantra, we have a little break, and at, say, 25 past or something, those that would like to, just come back here and I will give a talk on the compassion aspect. It will be a shorter talk than I'd planned, but it would just let us conclude the pattern of the programme. And if nobody's here, that's fine. I won't even take it personally. Okay, so Kashati, I wonder... Oh, there you are. Yeah? Whoever, yeah, if you'd just like to start the mantra. And as we chant, just really try and get into that thought that we're here in large numbers, and the reason we're here in large numbers is to celebrate something that's a whole stream, a whole river that's come over the last 2,500 years, and that we're also celebrating the fact that Bhante, Urgyen Sangharakshita, has taken a tributary, if you like, or, you know, some of that river through him has been channeled towards us, and we're really benefiting from that. So just let's really feel ourselves to be in the stream of the blessing of that river, and just allow our hearts to open in gratitude towards Bhante, towards the whole of the Buddha Dharma. Thank you.